Kelly, you also talk a little bit about or write about planning in your latest column, and it actually reminded me of some advice that came from a friend's dad once. And he said a lot of the key to happiness or contentment is in life is just recognizing when you like move to a new life stage. But yeah, so that kind of reminded me of the next part of your column, which is more on the planning end. So tell us a little bit about that.
Certainly. You know, I think that one thing we jokingly say is that, you know, it's not going to be if I die, it is when. And everybody logically knows that that's a reality, but not one that we want to accept. But I think the more that we are accepting of that is how we can create better futures for those that are coming behind us. And, you know, we talk a lot about the different planning aspects of it, you know, not only in the management piece of it, but also in the different knowledge transfer. So get going with that, you know, whenever that takes, to start sitting down and having those conversations about how people would like to see things in 5 years. Lots of you have seen me write about that and heard me say it, but I think we really need to carve out time to do that. You know, in line with the last column about strategic planning, now is a good time to do it. Where I am in New Zealand, it's not quite the same temperature as most of you in Canada, but it seems sounds to me like it's very cold, and it's good to be inside having these conversations. And so, you know, I think it's also another interesting thing that think about updating your wills. You know, if you go to some of the succession planning talks, that's often where the presenters begin, is who has an updated will. And I think it's a low percentage of the room often does. So, and even if it's something that you feel is temporary, especially if you are in the midst of doing your succession planning, don't wait. Don't wait till everything is in place, because that's going to take a while, frankly. So at least get a temporary one in place that has been formalized and dated and signed, so that when it happens, and hopefully it's not a tragedy or a sudden passing, but it's so much better to be prepared. And again, at the risk of repeating myself, those conversations are tough, but they're easier to have when everybody's sitting around the kitchen table. Very difficult when that one person is missing. So I really encourage, and you know, everybody talks about the importance of sharing the base knowledge on passwords to bank accounts and that type of thing. And I think that's an important piece as well. In the wills, the lawyers will talk, have you talk about directions for living wills and medical interventions, that kind of thing. Also, again, easier, still hard to talk about, but easier when you're around the kitchen table than when you're in the standing in the hallway of the hospital. So really want to encourage that. And also, start planning your own funeral. I think that COVID's brought some different elements to that, and really thinking about what your wishes are and how you'd like to see things. And it helps for those that are left behind to make sure that it is a fitting and honorable tribute to those. So anyway, without getting too focusing on the negative or the doom and the gloom, I really want to encourage people. You'll see in my next column, I'm talking a little bit about memory. Again, it's applying to those in my generation. But one of the things of improving that, and I'll share more, is to try new things, keep learning. And all of these can have that component and element to it as we start navigating down the succession journey.
I have one more question for you, actually. And it's not, I guess, not quite as grim as having to update your will, although I mean, obviously that's something we all have to do. It's a necessary part of life, I think. But quite provocative, I thought, was your suggestion of thinking about moving off the farm. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's a giant step. And to move off the farm or find someplace else to live, there is so much overlap when we live where we work and work where we live. And I think that can be an important step in the journey, is to figure out, you know, that place on the farm or that home. But it is about creating a home too, and honoring that. And also for those that are coming on, where are people going to live? And should it be in the same yard? Should it be separate? But really thinking about, and that's maybe even one of the hardest decisions to make, is when to move off the farm. But I think there's opportunities, again, to have those hard conversations and think about how that's going to work for the next generation.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Kelly, and enjoy the rest of your trip in New Zealand.
Okay. Thank you very much.